No. Now, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and with a prophetic call on my life, there are many churches that are under me, and the Lord is bringing us further, deeper into the spirit realm. Many of you all, as a spiritual father, many of you all are here for the first time. You're just for the march. I want to train you better than that. I want you to have more respect to your pastor, to be in the whole meeting with him. I got a son from Richmond. He brought a whole bus of people. These people had to drive a long ways to be here and get hotels and stay. And many of y'all just right around the corner. And then there's such emphasis that the Lord placed in these meetings. These meetings are not, I'm not just a preacher, I'm not just a teacher. There is impartation going on. How many of y'all desire to live a better life? I mean, everybody in our right mind, we that's the way we feel. Tonight, I'm going to deal with some things. I'm going to go deeper, but I want you to come back. Those of you who were not here, come back. Some of y'all are able to come to the day meeting. And so I just, as a father in the gospel, there's so much God is revealing now. And I know you may have some rabbits in your life. What you mean by a rabbit? Snatch your stuff and run with it. I want to release some insight and anointing on you that you can handle life different and better. There's a remnant in the body of Christ, and God has called us to be a part of it. Amen. There's a remnant in the body of Christ going to know how to function in power. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I want you to pay close attention tonight, because I'm going to cover some things that is real powerful. I'm not going to, Montreal had y'all stand up a half hour this morning. I know your legs still probably tired, so. But I want you to stand up a few moments. No, I'm about to let you sit down, because you got to write some notes. Sit down. You got to write some notes. There are three or four scriptures we're going to look at the beginning. And I want you to listen to them, because they're backing each other up, all right?
Yes, sir.
Put in your note, recognizing the power of being a glory carrier. Recognizing the power of being a glory carrier. Yes. Now, this is somewhat new to the body of Christ at large. We're going to put some emphasis on being a glory carrier. There's a word that I want you to put in your notes and circle called promotion.
Yes,
sir. There are promotion the Father wants you to have. And if you pay attention, you'll start out tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Notice the first word in that 19 verse. And notice what's behind it. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own?
Yes, sir.
So you can't make your own decision about spiritual things. I have a lot of members just come on Sunday, they never come on Wednesday. They come when they get ready.
Yeah.
I just love them and keep preaching. That's all you can do.
Yes,
but I got a remnant. That is here all the time. Prayer, Bible study, here all the time. All y'all pastors look at me, y'all got the same thing. Y'all there Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at the end of that 19th verse. You're not your own. Then the 20th verse tell you why. God said, I'm going to say it this way. God said, I paid for you to respect me. The tradition and religion and denomination have ruined good people. People who would do right, but because of the tradition and the religion and all these programs, it ruined good people from getting in their place where God wants them to be. There's no reason for everyone under the sound of my voice not to be living the life they want to live victoriously. There's an anointing in this house tonight to bring you places that you have never been before. Both spiritually, physically, and financially. We got to resurrect from this tradition and get into real glory. Now, recognize, I want you to get this subject now. Recognize the power of being a glory carrier, because I'm going to break that down. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Talking about being a glory carrier. There are some places in your life you haven't arrived yet. There are some places in your life you haven't shined yet. How many in here are ready to arise to where God wants you to be? How many here are ready to shine like God wants you to shine? The rest of y'all catch a bus. We gonna fly. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. What happens when the revelation and the understanding cometh to you that the glory of God has risen on me? Glory means all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do has risen up on me. That means my home, my job, my business, my family, my children, my grandchildren, my health, everything by the chain as I walk in that revelation. No, my brothers and sisters, tonight is not a Bible study. It's time for promotion. It's time for your life to arise. It's time for your life to shine. And the glory will cause it to arise and shine. For the light has come and the glory of the Lord is written upon thee. Look at verse 2 now. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee Oh, look at the last statement of that voice. Oh, look at the last statement. Look at the last statement in that voice. Look at the last statement and his glory. So bad day is a coming. But those who knew how to be carriers of the glory, it's not going to be on them. They're going to shine in the crowd. It's time, it's time. It's time for everywhere you go to shine. It's time to shine. Tell somebody. A sinner has no business being equal with you. You should not be laying in the hospital in a bedside of sinner. If I didn't get your attention in reading, I'm going to read one more scripture. I bet you I'll get your attention on this one. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Everybody going to listen now. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I got everybody going to listen to me now. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. 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 I got to know something about glory. Let me go here. I declare tonight all your finances change. Because of the glory. All right, you sit down. Now take notes, because these scriptures have pointed out how powerful the glory is, right? Listen now, listen, listen with the intent to do and receive, all right? Because the Holy Ghost is going to move in you tonight. I said I was going to preach quick tonight, but I ain't. I was typing, and I typed this statement. There's a supernatural promotion, and I want to put in these impartation, but I type in these importation. You about to fly?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it.
The glory anointing is ready to reveal your real life to you. We are talking, my brothers and sisters, about a grand dimension in the spirit world that the body of Christ at large know very little about. The glory of God. And the Holy Spirit going to help me tonight to shove it in you. Where you can see it, feel it, and act upon it. Somebody's going to fall out in here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody's going to get a heal. Somebody's going to get a miracle.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Anything can happen up in here tonight. I'm going to try to find out what side going to help me. That's where I'm going to look. If you're sitting in the side going to help me, you're going to get more than the rest of them. So tonight, supernatural promotion coming to me. Let me sit down. Now, listen to this next statement very carefully. The glory anointing is ready to reveal your real life to you. All right, now you've been praying in the Spirit. You're baptized with the Holy Ghost. You've been praying in the Spirit. You meditate. You sing. You praise God. You worship God. But we're talking about a realm that all those realms came out of. So if I can get in the producer of the realm, if I can get in the producer of praying in tongues, if I can get in the producer of meditation, if I can get in the producer of praise, if I can get in the producer of worship, I'm gone. So we actually dealing, my brother and sister, with the highest realm in the spirit, because we're dealing with the presence of God himself. When you talk about the glory, you're talking about God himself.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me very carefully. Many of y'all about to be promoted.
Hallelujah.
Now, would it be stupid to let somebody else take your promotion? Don't let nobody take your promotion, because the one who prays in God gonna get it. Watch what I say now. The anointing is flowing. Watch what I say. Glory promotion is upon you right now. Just because you're here, just because you're hooked up online, glory promotion is on, and glory promotion is the highest promotion that exists. And listen to what the Holy Ghost says. And you have a divine right to have it all. So the glory anointing is ready to reveal your real life to you. You ready? All realms of the supernatural are ready to open up to you. That means all the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruit of the Spirit. My goodness. All blessings are ready to flow. You heard me up there?
Yes, sir.
It's getting on you tonight. Blessings are about to flow on your life like never before. Because tonight you stepping into the full presence of God. While you here, God is rearranging your furniture. Get somebody a high five, tell them this is my night. Three people, I am a glory carrier.
I am a glory carrier.
Now, I don't want you to repeat this. I want this to come from you. I'm going to say it, but I want it to come from your heart. Because this is what the Holy Ghost is telling me now. And we're going to get some manifestation here tonight. I don't care what your conditions are. I want you to tell three people, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I felt that. You felt that? I felt that. Something swept through you just now. I saw it hit my oldest son just now. It hit him. He don't move a whole lot, but it hit him just now. I saw it. I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad I'm here.
How many of y'all been praying about something? Watch what I say now. You got it. Listen, I'm not just saying, boy, making words up. The anointing come upon me, and he said, tell them they got it. Every person that I ever told who came to me about something that you got it, came back and told me they got it. Sit down. Help me, Holy Ghost. The glory which is God's presence belongs to the believer. Glory, now listen carefully, because you got to hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and you got to hear it so the Holy Ghost will have something to work with. Glory will cause all malfunctioning to move.
Yes, sir.
If there are any malfunctioning in your life tonight, in your body, in your finances, in your family, any kind of malfunction. Look, what? You heard it. God has no respect of malfunction. If you need a miracle, God's going to give it to you tonight. If you need special faith,
yes.
God's going to give it to you tonight.
Yes.
If you need a word of wisdom,
yes.
Hallelujah. I believe I asked this question, but I'm going to ask it again because the Lord brought it back up. You don't have to answer your own, but how many prayers that you got unanswered?
Come on.
All right, let me tell you something. All my prayers answered.
Yes, sir.
Well, no, you need to know this.
Yes, sir.
You need to know it's possible.
Yes, sir.
All possible. Come on.
I don't pray and wait long. Sometimes while I'm praying, it happens. Once you understand this type of life, you ain't having a problem out of sin. Only reason you're having a problem with sin, if you're having a problem with sin up in here and you're not living right, is because you never saw the real life. And so Satan will come and lie to you until he can show you something better. But there ain't nothing better. than being in God's presence. See, you have something precious to hold on to. Something beyond religion. Something beyond a ritual. But you're living in revelation. So we aiming this week to let the glory flow. And let you flow in the glory. Glory will call all malfunctioning to leave your life tonight.
Yes, sir.
That means, my brothers and sisters, we will have miracles in here now while the glory is flowing to you, and through you.
Hallelujah.
Say, the glory is flowing to me now. Through me. The person next to me. About to get some glory out of me. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You didn't say it. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He said 23 people will get healed. Already got one of you. The doctor said he had arthritis, all kind of stuff, and went and got a blood check. And looked at it today, and no arthritis, nothing.
Hallelujah.
So when y'all leave this meeting, y'all got to get a checkup.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is what he told me to say. He said to me, say, I'm calling for glory, health, and wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, why are you not happy about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know what you mean? You calling for God, health, and wealth. You calling, you letting the power loose that God sent for you to have his health and wealth. We lost healing.
Uh-huh.
We lost health.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, body of Christ.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk to you as no pastor tonight. I'm talking as an apostle. We lost health.
Yes, sir.
We lost wealth.
Uh-huh.
We let the world took it over.
Yes. Come on, apostle.
That's right.
I wish I had a basketball. Bounce that ball. How that ball gonna be more blessed than me?
No.
You understand what I'm saying, sister? You understand what I'm saying, young lady? It's time for a health transfer. And a wealth transfer. Say this right now.
I'm soaking
my life in the glory of God. Soaking, come on.
Soaking.
And flowing.
In the glory of God.
Lifestyle. Sit down, let that get into you. Now, here's something that the Holy Spirit will have you help you with. Knowing how to yield and flow in the glory. Knowing how to yield, listen to me, my sister and brother, and flow in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Knowing how not to accept no as an answer.
Yeah.
When you see God saying yes in the scripture.
Yeah.
Somebody lying to me.
Somebody
robbing me. But I got the authority on the inside of me to take what God say belong to me. When God manifests himself in a situation, fully get ready for the fullness of his presence in special ways. Glory miracles, here we go, and glory angels cometh to the body of Christ. Expect them with great joy. Glory miracles and glory angels. Your life just changed, child. Glory miracles and what glory angels. And then you're able to go up the glory ladder with the glory angel. There's a glory ladder that goes straight to heaven. And the angels are going up and down all the time. When you learn how to function, you can go up there with them. Devil always want us on our knees. I'll get on my knees, but I'm getting up. I'm going to live my life in power, in glory, in victory. Glory miracles and glory angels coming to the body of Christ. Expect them with great joy. I heard the Lord says many things in your life are about to change with glory miracle. Listen, Jesus, when he was on earth, was a glory packer. And healer. He was a glory packer and healer. You pack the power of God. Don't just pack it. Yield to it. Walk by faith and not by sight. As men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All things work together for good for them that love God. I leave infirmities. Romans 8:26-28. I leave infirmities to the mind of the Spirit. I leave the mind of the Spirit to the will of God. I leave the will of God to the love of God. I leave the love of God to the call of God. I leave the call of God to the purpose of God. And then all things work together for my good.
Yes,
I said all things. I don't care what your condition is before you came here. You can leave here tonight. This anointing says all things work together good for good in your life for them to love God. The glory angels are dancing. Lord have mercy. They're ready to do a lot of things for you. They're dancing right now. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I want them to say, I'm going to be a member of that church. Check your body.
Yes.
Check your breathing.
Yes.
Check your leg.
Yes.
Check that swollen ankle. Check it.
Yes.
Check it, God dog it, check it. God ain't gonna send me out there by myself.
Yes,
something got to happen up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I'd have you heard it preaching. How many of y'all committed to come back tomorrow night now? Many of them commit who wasn't coming. You were commit to come back. You ain't coming just this one night. I see any hand, anywhere? Or you ain't heard nothing I say then? Camp meeting right in your back door. With evidence. So I see some material evidence. This manager owns 600 acres of land. All the land across the street, all the land behind, all the land downtown. We own half of the city down here. You understand? I'm just trying to, you see, daughter, I'm just trying to tell them. Glory packing, glory healing, never lost a battle. Sit down. I'm going to close. Y'all try to make me close? Man, I feel anointed, man. At one point there, it hit real strong. Ooh, Lord, it's coming back now. And if you don't feel nothing, slap yourself, because something going on in you. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to be overwhelmed up in you, man. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everybody get blessed. Everybody on your row get blessed. Everybody going to get something up in you. The glory is getting this place. Glory, glory, glory. I'll say something out of my anointing. I got a right to say it. God gave it to me. I wear the mantle of wealth. Your lack day is over. You heard what he said? Your lack day is over. Now let God work it out. Look at three people and tell them, I have more than enough. Then look back at them. Then look back at them and tell them, did you hear me? Oh, glory. Listen, sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Y'all don't want to sit down. Yeah. Glory to God. Praise his name. The Lord is good, man. Glory to God. somebody shout. Somebody shout with me. Somebody shout. Now, be fair with me, and I know you do, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I want to see it. How many of y'all ready to live a glory life? Now, listen to me now. How many of y'all know that the glory life is higher than what you've been living? See, it been hidden, and the apostolic had to come and bring that grace back to the church. Oh Lord, I don't want to say that, Lord. How can I say it nice? We got too many imitators. And they never brought us nothing different. Apostles, just preachers. Just choose a text and give you a topic. No, something need to be imparted, baby. Do you feel this atmosphere up in here? That's God. It's not me. It's not a man. But it's God. I can shut them, just be still. God, I hit this. I feel it all in my arm.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to close in a minute, but I'm not now.
That's good.
Now, in every scenario that you're going through, I want you to say right now, I'm out. And whosoever involved in that scenario against you are being shut down right now by the power of God. Then the Lord said to tell you, and it's good to have a shakata, a pakandane shakata. The Lord said, tell you, and then I'm going to tell you something else after. He want to tell you this. You don't know how powerful you really are. There's a lot of katina pasata. There's a lot of areas you've been weak in. But after tonight, after this glory cloud is setting on your life, set it in your car waiting on you. Yes. Set it at your house waiting on you. Yes. Set it in your bedroom waiting for you to light out. Yes. So God can put his glory all around you. Yes. You'll never be the same. Yes. Nobody up in here. Yes. To be the same, you got to lie to yourself.
Yep. Yep.
Come on, sir. How many granny here? All right, apostle, talk up. I'm going to talk as an apostle. You one-night us. What today is? Tuesday? We got three more nights, huh?
Yes, sir.
How many more days we got?
Three.
We got six more meetings, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By the time this week over, you'll be building the house you want. Look, this is real. I spent 52 years of my life in this. Totally. Every day. Hours after hours. That's why I had to marry the right woman. If I had the wrong woman, I couldn't make it what I do. She never bothered me. I walk off, she never bothered me. 55 years. But God picked her out. God picked her out. I wasn't looking for no wife. I was crazy. God picked out where I built my house. He picked the house out. My wife and I go to talk to a carpenter, and we're sitting up in his office, and the Lord has showed my wife the house already, and the house sitting up on the wall. Wait a minute. And then the carpenter said, "That's my house. Come on, I'm going to take you to walk through it." That don't just happen. I see the same thing happening to you. You under this anointing. I'm blaming the devil. He's a liar. He ain't holding you no more. Sit down one more time. Ooh, it's something stirring in here, boy. Oh, something going on. Y'all, I don't know. Something going on. Somebody help me feel it. Something going on in here, boy. Catch it. See, you come to the point that I don't have nothing to pray for myself. Everything working. So I pray for others. You need to say this. Tell somebody, it's my breakthrough tonight. That's up. That's $10,000. Oh, my God. He's coming on me again. Ah. Oh, man, I can't hardly stand it. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. You better get your success tonight. You better walk in this thing. You better let this anointing be upon you. You better ride, baby, ride.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When I first saw Kenneth Hagin, my wife and I didn't know nothing about the world of faith and charismatic. And Kenneth Hagin stood up, he was a speaker. I said, God, I want to see what that man there, this is the man, I want to see what he doing. God said to me, I've given you the self-sam anointed. Say, he can stop and you can take off right where he stopped. I said, well, Lord, bring him over here where I can see what he's doing. And we was at the side, like over there. He came and stand right in front of us.
Wow.
Then I start following him. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing that mantle right now.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to close. Because we got some other things to do tonight. But just don't tell me when to close. You used to do that when I was a pastor. But I'm not a pastor no more. The enemy and the world do not want you to know that you're a glory carrier. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
But want you to pray as if you don't have the victory of glory on the inside of you. Lord, train. Lord, teach me and train me how to be a glory carrier. Y'all hear me up there? Everything is about to change everywhere in your life. Now watch what I say next. Knowing, I love this, the peak of the supernatural. The revelation of glory is the peak of the supernatural. Because glory is synonymous with God.
Yes, sir.
So you stand, my brothers and sisters, in the peak of the supernatural. The peak of miracle, the peak of signs and wonders. The peak, watch this, of raising people from the dead.
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever seen that, Apostle? Yes, three times.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I want you to pray for the doctor. Said, well, we don't know why we can't have no baby. Oh, yeah, come here, you can have a baby.
Yes.
Be pregnant.
Be pregnant.
It happened every time.
Yes, sir.
You're going to march different tonight.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to march with a strut tonight.
Uh-huh.
I got this, baby. Ooh, I'm trying to close, Lord, help me. Everything is about to change everywhere in your life now. By knowing the peak of the supernatural, understanding the power of being a glory carrier. We have not seen enough of the supernatural. We have routine church. Get your subject, preach your message. Few people jump around, cry, go home. Y'all know I'm not lying. We need to show more power. It's another peak. It's another dimension. It's another elevation coming into the body of Christ. Coming into my life tonight. Say it. All right, let me close. Being a glory activator on daily basis. Sit down, write that down. You need to write it down. Being a glory. Just say it. I'm activating the glory.
Yeah, it'll start working. It'll start showing you revelation. But for, by faith, just say, I'm going to activate the glory today. God heard you.
Yes, sir.
God will help you.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will help you.
Yes, sir.
The nine gifts of the Spirit will help you.
Yes, sir.
And then permitting the Holy Ghost to help you release the full potential of the glory that is in you now. I'm closing with that. I'm going to say it again. Permitting the Holy Ghost to help you release the full potentials of the glory that is in you now. Now, the way I preach this, you never heard it before. So just stop lying. Something getting on you. Something stirring up on the inside of you like never before. Let me say it again. Permitting the Holy Ghost to help you release the full potential of the glory that is in you now.